can't vomit. Horses can't vomit. That's what the Snapple fact says.
Okay, thank you, Snapple, educating the world. All right.
I wouldn't say that'd be educational. That's kind of like a trivia.
Isn't trivia educational? Welcome to Geeks of the Square Table, episode 114.
I think that's the definition of trivia. It's pointless.
I'm your host, Lawrence of America.
I'm Adam.
And I am Gomer. Here today.
Tonight,
yeah. It's after dark.
You're a Gomer after dark?
Gomer after dark.
Aw, yeah. Alright, so, big news in the comic book world, I guess, would be...
What?
Secret Wars number 9.
Oh my goodness, yeah. This event started last year. I totally forgot it was even a thing anymore.
Finally came out.
Man, the thing about Secret Wars is, even if it would have come out on time, with the number of issues it has, it still, in my opinion, did not live up to the buildup that was Hickman's Avengers. Overall, it was more fun getting there than actually being there.
Well, a lot of good stories, it's all about
sure,
the journey.
Sure. And I don't know if anything could have kept up with that. You know, it was over 100 issues, two events, you know, all leading up. But now in the aftermath, because I know what happens. Everybody knows what happens. All new, all different. Marvel is after these events. So we know it's all back to normal, quote-unquote normal.
Lost.
Huh?
We know Doom lost.
Yeah, we knew it. Yeah.
Well,
and
Doom,
we knew
Doom
he was pretty.
We all knew Doom was going to lose anyway.
And we knew he was pretty. So really, we were reading the end of Secret
Wars
to find out how all that happened.
Yeah.
And it was
spoiler
just
kind of
like,
alert.
Oh, hey. No,
Spinger, your anti-spoiler.
Happened in Iron Man number 1
Spinger, your anti-spoiler hate mail to Gomer.
That's not a spoiler. Pretty Doom was in Iron Man number 1.
Well,
like
it
a
is
month
a spoiler,
ago.
But it's a Marvel put out a spoiler.
Iron Man book before Secret Wars number 9 came out.
Almost,
so,
yeah.
No, they did.
How many?
Last week.
It was only 4 issues.
5.
Five issues of a new Iron Man book.
That takes place starting after the book that just came out.
Yeah. But that's comic book continuity for you. I mean,
and it's over now. From this point forward, history will not...
So now can I start reading Secret Wars?
Well, history won't...
Is it too late?
History won't see all that. History won't see all new, all different coming out after that. History won't see the delay. History won't see that they added issues. History will only see the event as itself.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know when Infinity Gauntlet came out originally or any Marvel event. Civil War, I remember, was late, but I lived it. You know, unless you lived it, you're not even going to really make that big of a deal. Even if you read it. You know, if I would write, oh yeah, and it was late and they got launched it before, you know, I'm still going to say read it. Because it's awesome. It's an awesome event. Probably top 3 of Marvel events. It just stuttered a bit. But yeah, probably top 3 of Marvel events.
Definitely. I mean, for all the flack Secret Wars gets for being late, it's still a really good event.
Yeah.
Well, and I don't know if that is really the fault of the main title. Because they waited so long for everything else.
What do you mean, the tie-ins?
Right. I know a lot of them, the tie-ins got blamed for delaying an issue here and there, you know.
Maybe so. Maybe it was a... We just don't know the details of everything.
I think it was just adding an issue.
They added an issue to the event.
I don't imagine... I imagine that it would take Ribic quite a long time
to do what he does. And I know Ultimate End was delayed because they added that issue and it took so long.
That book sucked.
But, yeah, adding that issue really just threw it off. They had all new, all different coming out.
I'm sorry,
before
Jules.
Before the event ended.
I'm glad the Ultimate Universe is gone. It sucked.
It was.
Ultimate
End
sucked.
It was bad. He did a list. He didn't have Ultimate End on that list. Did he? Did you read that
Jules?
List he did today?
I did not.
I think I took part in it, and I don't remember what he did. But I'm pretty sure it was an Ultimate End. Because I would have... Oh, I would have smacked it so hard. Yeah, it wasn't good. They tried so hard with the X-Men, Ultimate X-Men, and Ultimate Fantastic Four.
Ultimate Spider-Man is the only... Ultimate Spider-Man and the Maker are really the only two things.
And Maker's really just a cooler Doom.
Yeah.
And he showed up in in New Avengers, and they kept both of them,
yeah.
And he's not there. So yeah, I mean, I guess we'll figure out how he gets to hang out too, right?
In Secret Wars 9?
I have not read that. I guess not. I have to read it right now while we're doing this.
Read it aloud.
I will, and I'll describe every panel in vivid detail.
It'll be our most popular episode ever.
In a washed emerald green, Doom's hood flutters in the breeze.
Is this Secret Wars or Secret Love? Right?
No, hey, that's just
Secret
how I.
Wars
that's how.
After dark.
That's my prose, okay? That's my prose. It's detailed. I write a lot of X-Men fan fiction. It involves not a lot of heroic stuff.
Well, the normal X-Men doesn't involve a lot of heroic stuff.
Oh, let's talk about a Marvel teaser that was dropped this week. Dead No More.
Dead No More. It's got to be Professor X.
I'm thinking it's Professor X. The internet, in my experience, in just in the past, or less than 24 hours since the news was released that they're hinting at a character resurrection at Marvel, is Wolverine. And I'm like, no.
It can't be Wolverine.
There's already an old man Logan.
There are two Wolverine books. There's an all-new Wolverine and an old man Logan. That is practically
nothing compared to pre-Secret Wars.
I mean,
how many Wolverine books were there before?
There were three or four a month because they had a weekly going on.
Yeah, there were three. There were three.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, there's already two Wolverines.
Yeah.
What's the point of throwing in a third one?
Inverted Sabretooth reminds me of Wolverine a lot.
And there's that's what he
really does.
That's why they made him Inverted
Bun
Sabretooth.
Bun has a different take on him in Uncanny. You know, where he kind of remembers himself being a douchebag, and he kind of throws it in their face, like,
he's a douchebag.
Well, but no one's really, like, sink their teeth into it the way
Bun
is.
That's because the only thing they've ever done ever since he turned was that weekly,
He was in Remender.
Yeah, he was in Remender's Uncanny Avengers, and he was in the Wolverine weekly book.
We should talk about Remender, too. Remind me to talk about his new book.
Okay.
But,
we should talk about Remender's new book.
But what were you just talking about?
I hear Remender has a new
X-Men.
Book.
X-Men? Oh, who's dead? Yeah, who's I'm dead? Thinking it's Professor X.
It's gotta be Professor X. I mean, what other high-profile character is dead right now?
The mutants need him right now.
They do.
If there was any time any more desperate for mutant kind, it is right now. I mean, in the history of the, you know, they're still hated more than anything. They don't have Cyclops anymore now that he's dead.
Is he dead, though?
But he was Mr. Sinister's got a half of him. He's like half. I don't know if that's him or a clone.
Maybe Cyclops. Cyborg.
There's still young Cyclops running around.
But he doesn't count.
He doesn't count.
All new X-Men are just a bunch of losers. I hate them. They belong back in the 60s where Stan Lee had them. And not now. But yeah, I get my money is on. I mean, who else could it be? Are we sure it's a mutant? Could it be Mar-Vell? Could it be somebody like that?
It shouldn't be Mar-Vell.
It shouldn't be Mar-Vell. Uncle Ben. Uncle Ben's coming back.
It could be Uncle Ben, but that'd be stupid.
Larry laughed. It could be Uncle Ben, but that would be stupid.
Well, you know.
Who else is dead?
That's the thing.
Who else is dead?
I looked up last night everyone who's dead.
Maybe they're bringing back Peter Parker now that they have the rights.
They'll kill Peter Parker.
They'll bring back Peter Parker from
Spider-Gwen's
world.
Maybe regular Gwen. No, not Spider-Gwen, because they've already met. They met during the web.
No, he said
they'll bring back Peter Parker from Spider-Gwen's world.
They wouldn't make an event out of that. They wouldn't make a big teaser out of it. No. The news could be out now. We don't even know. I'm sure it'll be out next week when the previews drop.
It's Professor X.
I'm thinking it's going to be Professor X as well. They're going to have a cover with like a wheelchair on it. Something weird. An empty wheelchair. What? Why are you shaking your head? The dude's in a wheelchair. It's like his classic motif. Or a bald guy.
In Extraordinary X-Men, I mean, Storm has been having visions of Professor X.
That's where I think it's going to happen, too. Yeah. In Extraordinary X-Men. That's where I called it. I said Professor X will come back and it will happen in Extraordinary X-Men.
Oh.
Who? You said, who is Mystique?
Professor X.
Oh, when he comes back, it won't be him.
The visions she's having are actually...
Oh,
he
thinks it's Mystique. It definitely could be. I'm not sure. I'm not even sure what she's up to right now. Is she in any of
She's going to be in the next issue of Uncanny X-Men.
Oh, okay. I could see that. She should join that team.
Gotta look at that last page, man.
I was so mesmerized by the wonder that is Greg Land's artwork that I couldn't even look away. Or maybe it was the problem that Mystique looked just like him. It looked like exactly like him. I'm like, who is that? Is that Mystique? I'm like squinting. We were talking about Rick Remender. He's got a new book coming out next week on Dynamite Entertainment called De-Evolution or Devolution. I think it's Devolution.
It's probably Devolution.
It's really good. It's fun.
All of Rick Remender's indie stuff is great.
It's got a really good artist. I'm not even sure who the hell it is. But it's a great book. Pick that up.
Is that all?
That's all I got. That's all you got.
So Omega Man has jumped up in popularity lately.
It hit a whole bunch of best of lists. That's what it is.
And it's got
a story behind it.
In the past month, we've
had requests.
We've had more people add it to their hold list than we were selling the month before.
I know I convinced Jules and David to buy it. It's good and bad.
Me too.
But because we were selling 5 issues before, I'm not going to order the 15 that was added to the...
It's Tom King. Yeah.
Tom King.
Dude, that dude can do no wrong.
He can.
He's my new up-and-comer. That dude is... Remember when we were talking about he never even wrote a comic book before?
No, that was Jeff King.
Oh, that was Jeff King?
Jeff King, the guy who did Convergence.
Oh, I thought that was the same guy.
That's the problem. In the same year, two guys with the last name King popped up. So and Omega... one is really good, and one is really bad.
So it's Omega Man. And Vision.
Mega Man and Vision and Sheriff of Babylon are the three that
What's Sheriff of Babylon? That's a Vertigo?
That's a Vertigo book.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Sheriff of Babylon was good too.
And then Jeff King wrote Convergence and he's writing the Telos book, which both
is it Telos or Telos?
I don't care. It's shitty.
He's the Convergence villain.
Yeah.
I don't like that either. What is wrong at DC? Let's have another crap fest on DC. What is going on over there?
I don't...
Batman. That's all they got. When I read Batman, it does not feel like Batman.
That's because Batman's not in it anymore.
It doesn't even feel like... It's not even... I don't know.
They just don't have talent anymore. It's all been poached
Commissioner
by Marvel.
Gordon is in like this... Oh, I can never... I'll never get out of this... This fire pit of hell. It's sealed. And then he figures it out. Dude, Commissioner Gordon's always been a loser.
Yeah?
What happened to him?
I don't know.
Did he get some sort of bionics or something?
He looks completely different.
He's red-haired and younger, and I don't know why.
Well, he's always been red-haired.
But he's been white-haired. My Commissioner Gordon is an older man. An older man.
Oh, okay.
My Commissioner Gordon. An older man.
Your Commissioner Gordon's Commissioner Gordon from, like, the animated TV show.
And the freaking comics before the New 52, really.
Well, New 52 made everybody at least 5 to 10 years younger.
5 to 10 years for Commissioner Gordon.
Maybe 20
for him. Benjamin Button. But I don't know, man. He
got good genes.
We need a change on that. Capullo, he can stay. He's good.
Well, he's leaving after 50.
That's why I like the series, because of him. But Snyder's going to stay on it.
Snyder's going to stay on it.
Because he's cashing them chips!
Yeah, Snyder's going to stay on it until at least 60, I would bet. I know he's staying on it after Capullo leaves.
That's only another year, though.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know either. What else are you reading? What else are you loving? Star Wars. Transformers is moving up to number 50 really quick. Optimus Prime is going crazy on the Earth. I love it.
And
I love crazy Optimus.
And the Decepticon Justice Division is amazing. They're so fun.
I've always been compelled by them because they seem to really, really enjoy their job. But kind of hate doing it. It's a weird dichotomy with them. One of them, that's all he is. He transforms into a robot crushing thing, like a garbage disposal for Transformers.
Yeah,
it's so weird. One wears the mask, which is the icon, the Decepticon. It's like a fanatical sort of weird cult, man. Megatron's gonna have it over on them. Megatron will be all right, and the crew's gonna help him. The crew's going to be on his side.
Half the crew's going to die by the end of that.
You think they're going to get in there and just own everybody?
They will.
Dude, I hope that doesn't happen.
That's what that book does. Like,
I just hope that doesn't happen because Rodimus will look like a jerk, and I really
like. He always
liked,
looks like a jerk.
I really
like
his
thing.
But
that's
he's
thing.
A great guy. He really
he's
has.
A, he's a great pal, but he's a terrible leader.
He has the best interest of everyone at heart, though, in a way.
In a way, I mean, he's got a conscience.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he's not very good at using it. He's got really good hindsight. Yeah.
Dude, it shows just how deep that book is. Or that whole series.
Yeah.
The characters are just so deep and well formed. Larry, move us off comics onto something else. You got something else?
I've been tired of working, dealing with tedious paperwork. And I've not stuck my head out dealing with various distributors. Not very entertaining to talk to.
Man, that's inside baseball. Man. Inside comic shop baseball.
Right, right. So, a lot of having switched, you know, this to that kind of stuff.
But it's overall a smooth...
Yeah, yeah. All the transition itself has been pretty smooth. A lot of the back end stuff's been annoying. Doing some rearranging everything. Of course, big magic set coming up, pre-release this weekend.
Awesome.
Now,
what do you got going on here with that?
Well, we have a midnight tournament, a Saturday tournament, and a Sunday tournament.
Prizes.
Yep.
Nice.
Prizes,
from the new
door
set.
Prizes, booster packs.
From the
win
new
them
set.
Before you can buy them type thing.
Very cool. Very cool.
You know,
if you're into Magic, you would just be stupid not to come up here and play. You know, on those
pre-releases are the best events they
do.
Yeah. Because it's a week before you can even buy them. Everybody loves them, you know. It's the most laid-back form. It's always so fun.
Because it's
new
cards. Everyone's
right. It's cards nobody's ever seen.
Everybody's learning how to play with new cards. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can't even go online and see these cards.
Right, right. And we're being joined live via phone by my lovely wife. Say hello to the podcast listeners.
This is a first, I think.
Hi.
Oh, this is not going to work, I don't think.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, how's it going? I think you're going to need a better phone.
I might need a better phone. Can you hear us?
Barely.
That's why she's the first in this phone. It's two A's. I do that.
Exactly.
Everybody I know is, my wife is A.A. Amanda on my one phone.
You hear that? You're first on my phone. Do you feel special, my dear?
I'm first on the phone?
Yes.
Oh, I'm because I'm A.A. Amanda,
A.A. Amanda. Yeah.
Yep.
That's a good trick.
But, it's funny that you mentioned that you called while we were talking about Magic. We're doing a special.
Uh-huh.
If you come up here and play in the event and beat my wife... In the event, you will get a bonus pack of Modern Masters, which is a limited edition set. It's a $12 booster.
Okay. And she's really good at Magic.
Well, you know, it's a new set, so everybody's on the same playing field.
Okay.
Nobody's ever had a chance to play with the cards.
Sure, sure.
And
being good at Magic is being able to build on the fly.
Right,
Is she good at doing that?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
So if you win, you get the pack. If you lose,
we'll
give it away randomly.
She sucks at Magic as she's on the phone, right? No, she's terrible at Magic.
Well, yeah. she plays a lot of limited. She has a lot of practice at this kind of stuff. So.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. That's fun.
Yeah.
So come up. That's Friday at midnight.
Friday at midnight, $25. We're taking pre-registrations. I'm going to step away from here. Hand this over to y'all.
Businessman over here.
Business.
Well, what else you got, man? What's your favorite Image book right now being released?
That's a good question.
Mine's still Lazarus.
Lazarus is really good.
Lazarus just isn't getting any worse. Greg Rucka is killing it. Michael Lark, he's been doing it for decades now, what he does. You know, I just had an article, 20 comic books, 20 years old, and he had a book on there. One of his first, but it was still on there. It's crazy. I'm loving that.
I mean, most of the Image stuff I read...
Yeah.
I mean, I read a lot of Remender because he has a ton of Image stuff, and they're all great.
Low.
He's been tearing it up. Lowe's great.
He does a black.
Lowe's been on.
He does Black Science too.
Yeah, he does Black Science.
Oh yeah, Lowe's coming back. The end of this month or beginning of February.
Yeah, it's been on.
Yeah, I think we're trying to get an interview set up with him. of those guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Image guys, man, their PR is so great. Yeah.
I wish Hickman would put out his books regularly again.
Oh, he's got to be doing something.
He's got to be.
And that leads me to my next question. What is he going to do next? What is that man working on? It's got to be something. There's been no comics announced.
I just wish his East of West would come out regularly. I wish his Dying of the Dead would come out
at all. Yeah. It was like he had this book called The Red Wing years ago. I got the first three issues. You can't find that last issue. You hardly anywhere. It's okay. I don't understand. But this guy, what is he doing next? What do you want to see him do?
I don't know what he could do next.
Star Wars.
He could do Star Wars. Star
Wars
would
be great. He's got to be working on a Star Wars book.
I don't see why they wouldn't put him on a Star Wars book.
And a good one. What Star Wars book should he get?
The only problem I have with him on a Star Wars book is Hickman is a very scientific-based sci-fi writer, and Star Wars
is the force.
It's pure fantasy.
It's magic.
So, like, I could see him writing a stellar Star Trek book.
Oh, dude. Oh, yeah. With any crew.
With any crew.
Oh, man.
But
I would read that. I would read that so hard.
I don't know.
It would go to sleep.
I don't know if Star Wars, though.
Yeah, Legion. We'd love to see Hickman on the Legion book.
He's not going to jump over to DC. DC's a crock of shit right now.
If he went over there, he could write both.
If DC had good sense, they'd make him an offer.
Yeah, they would make him an offer. Mark said
they would let him write
good
anything.
Sense. Yeah, and if he went over there and wrote two books, Legion, DC.
They have no good sense.
Yeah, right. Legion, definitely. But I would love to see him do either a regular GL book or an entire book on the core, the Green Lantern core.
I want Tom King to do Green Lantern.
Maybe.
You should read his one-shot Green Lantern book.
I should look for it, because yes. I'm really infatuated with this guy now. I'm smitten. I'm smitten with this King guy, this King kid.
Yeah?
He's great. He's the real deal.
He is?
He's going to get a lot more books. Coming up. They should have given him more than the Vision. But the Vision is
so good.
Oh, man. It's so cerebral and terrifying. It's so subtly terrifying. I would almost consider it a horror book, dude. Because of the way these robots are
kind of... It's like a psychological horror book.
Yeah. It's like a sci-fi horror. Psychological. Talking the Vision. Yeah. Even Larry knows about this book.
Yeah, it's people are saying it's one of the smartest Marvel books out right now.
It really is. It's smart. And, it's got a subtlety to it that of it's like a horror book, but it's so subtle it doesn't come off.
Me and Jules
it's like a Bates Motel sort of Bates Hotel.
We're talking about this
things
one
just
scene
off.
Where
yeah, things are so perfectly off. That's such a great way of putting it. In that book, you just feel awkward reading it because you know the other shoe is gonna drop, and Vision's just gonna put his
Vision.
The Vision's gonna put his head through his old lady's, or put his fist through his old lady's head. You know, I'm serious, dude. It's very tense.
You know, will they do something like that? I mean, I know he created her.
But you know what? I say that.
Well,
but what a moment when he's bringing his daughter back to life.
Yeah,
and it's a heartwarming, touching moment. You know, and it just switches gears.
But it's also
so
a scary moment because you know, right at that moment, he's like. He threatens to kill Tony Stark.
It's a great, great book. It's a great book. Yeah, it's going to be a book of the year again.
It will be.
It will be a book of the year this year. It's amazing.
Of course, me and Jules were talking about a moment when one of the kids gets into a fight. The son gets into a fight and chokes a kid out. And
The
principal tells him, well, your kids are guns. I don't want them in the school and all this other stuff. And the Vision was like, I saved the world 73 times.
The only reason there is this world is because of me. Yeah.
So you're going to suspend them, and I'll handle the punishment. Have a nice day. You know, and, you know, it's little scenes like that that can really make
it. Yeah, he makes a point, but he does not sound like a hero saying that.
Right.
But isn't that what you do that sort of thing for your kids? You'll be the villain. I've been the villain at school in the past 2 weeks. You know, where
I kind of want to hear this story.
Well, yeah, we're kind of curious
my
now.
My kid took a class, and he didn't want to take that class. And he asked before the break if he could change his schedule. And they said, no, it's okay. You'll be able to take care of it, you know, here on after break. And he's like, well, I just want to make sure that I'll be able to get in there. Oh, no, it won't be a problem.
And then it's a problem.
And then it was a problem. So he went up there, and instead of taking the computer class he wanted to take, he's taking a business class. And that's okay. I'm okay with there not being room. I'm okay with them putting him off. I understand bureaucracy. But they put him in gym twice. Or they put him in gym on Tuesday because they didn't go on Monday. And then they put him in gym Wednesday.
Because so he has like an every other day type schedule.
He has an every other day gym, but because he changed classes, he was scheduled for gym Monday and scheduled for his one class on Wednesday. And then when he changed classes, it switched it, so then his gym was then on Wednesday. And I was like, well, why didn't he just go and get his stuff from that class, you know, that he missed, that one day he missed, because now he's a day behind because y'all didn't hook him up with a schedule change like you wanted. I was like, really? And I even said, really, I should be mad because y'all lied to him and he couldn't get to the class that he wanted, the computer class that he wanted. You know, I was like, how many other kids up here take their computer to school every day and take notes and do stuff like that? I don't know. No, yeah, you do. And this is a quote. Yeah, yeah, you do. How many?
No, just him.
I was like, and now he's out of that computer class. Well, he could have signed up for that originally. And I'm like, I'm not debating that. But you allow the kids to change their classes. Why? See, now the story's gotten me a little mad. You're going to make me Hulk out. Stop. Stop. Because Hendersonville High School, he goes to Hendersonville High School. It's a good school. It's good.
Is he high school age already?
I know, right, dude? How do you imagine how I feel? Larry. Larry's like, oh.
You only have the two,
no,
right?
I have three now. I have that little girl now.
Well, okay. Yeah. But, I mean.
She's 9 months old now.
Man.
Dude.
Keeping up on that year.
Dude.
I remember my freshman year in high school. I hated it.
Yeah, school's a lot different now.
That's all I can say legally.
I wish I could remember my freshman year of high school. I know I did got good grades, but that's about it. I didn't do much homework.
No comment.
Yeah, no comment. So what else you got? What else is going on? We're watching TV. You're not watching TV. You're not watching movies. You got nothing going on, Larry.
As far as the TV, I've been watching a show called Limitless.
Limitless, the one based on the movie with the
Bradley
dude.
Bradley Cooper movie.
Yeah, with the dude from the Hangover. Right? That's the movie you're talking about, or the show?
I have no idea.
It's when you take a pill and then you're super.
Well, it basically,
of,
yeah.
Drugs. I'm not a fan of drug abuse.
There's a show. It's like steroids. Where he takes a pill and it allows them to have access to have perfect recall of every memory he's ever had.
I've had that.
And use all.
I've had
his,
that in smoke form.
Basically, he has better access to his brain.
I've had that in cigarette form.
Yeah. So yeah, it's kind of a detective show, really, because he's being studied by the FBI.
What do you mean studied?
Well, because he's the only one that can take this pill without horrible, horrible side effects.
Oh, just because of his genes.
He's getting assistance from an outside source that the FBI didn't know about, that has figured out a way around
you
gotta
it. Have the classic third party. You got to have the third party in there.
Yeah, yeah. So it's interesting, a little, you know.
Yeah.
It's kind of a Sherlock Holmes type
setup
because he uses data and stuff to figure out the mystery and everything.
Kind of like a procedural cop show a little bit.
Not really procedural.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds interesting.
Very much like, so we figured out he was here and
it does
because
sound like
of this.
Procedural.
I mean,
but oh well.
I don't really watch a lot of
TV
procedurals or TV.
Sure,
so
sure.
I don't know if it's
not like watching an episode of CSI where every episode's basically the same.
Who are you?
I'd consider it closer to the X-Files because there is an overall.
There's
it's
an
like
overall
half
story.
Overall story.
It's an overall story.
But he is working at the FBI, helping them solve crime.
The X-Files
so.
Would be coming back.
It is. Six episodes.
I think it's six episodes. What are you watching on TV?
Because they can have a tight.
Oh yeah,
story.
Tight story. Yeah, yeah, and still get to different things. What are you watching
on TV?
I watch
TV, man.
I'll be watching some series, some new series.
The last thing I watched was on Netflix. I watched Making a Murder.
Oh. Oh, dude. I was going to get to me what I'm watching. That's exactly what I'm watching
right
now.
It was good. It was scary.
I am not into shows like this typically, you know, these real life true crime sort of stories.
But
my wife is really into
it. It is a compelling show.
So my wife's sitting there watching, of course. I'm like, sure, I'll suffer through it. And I'm reading my comics, doing my stuff on the computer. By episode 5, I can't look away. I'm riveted, and I'm like, I cannot believe they're doing this to this guy. And look at this retarded kid.
I mean,
look at this retarded kid. This poor kid is 16.
I think there's a better term.
I think he calls himself that. I'm using
his
term.
No, he calls himself stupid.
He's a stupid kid.
He's a stupid kid.
But, well, I'm just saying, you know.
Sure. I don't want to be politically incorrect. Sorry, I don't want to offend
probably
anyone.
Probably shout that.
Yeah,
sorry.
I understand, but yeah, you are shouting
space,
out
in a public space of business,
a possibly offensive word.
You're right.
Repeated times.
You're right.
In a public place.
Back in my day, we could say that word. We could say ginger too back in my day and get away with it.
My
word.
Hey,
nerf herder. But yeah, Making a Murderer, riveting, yeah, very compelling show. You know what it's about? It's about a township that sort of frames a guy for murder just because they don't like him. It's a weird show. It's like a documentary, exactly what you
said.
So
does he come back and like kill kids?
Okay, what happens is like back.
He made a Nightmare on Elm Street reference. That's a nice way to go there to get there.
I mean, really?
But he was guilty in Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah, he actually did it in Nightmare on Elm Street. He got off on a technicality. Yeah.
Fair enough.
But
this
guy,
didn't
Freddy
get off.
Freddy had a bad upbringing. You know, he was the son of 1,000 maniacs or whatever.
He was the son of 1,000 maniacs.
Yeah. Bastard son of 1,000 maniacs. Dude, we could have an entire podcast about Nightmare on Elm
Street. But realistically, genetically speaking, he could only be the son of one maniac.
Well, they get to that in one of them because... The scene, they go to actually the scene in the asylum where that girl gets, you know, the nun. Oh, man, you just reminded me she's a nun. That makes it, like, so much worse for some reason. You tell I went to Catholic school at one point, right? Like, crashed down on me.
I went to Catholic school. Yeah. I had the nuns.
But anyway... Yeah, they show that scene. I don't even know which one it is. 4 or 5?
4 or 5.
And it's like, he turns his head and it's Robert Englund, you know? It's him. He's one of the maniacs who gets his... Not sure what number he was, or I'm not sure how that worked.
But
I don't know how.
537.
538! I don't know if it was actually 1,000 or if that's just a...
That's a whole,
but they were just walking around. Yeah, it was weird.
I think there were fights along. No, I don't want to be the 700th in line.
No, we need you. We gotta hit 1,000. Yeah, this is take on.
Yeah, do they have an organized line, or was it just like kind of a mosh?
Yeah, dude's like, man, can you hurry it up? I got a place to be.
Come on, open rack, 2 o'clock.
It's like Beetlejuice when he grabs like the numbers, right? The really high numbers. Well, looks like I'm up next. Okay.
Wow,
enough nurse rape. We've gone seriously twisted directions.
Well, the director's cut of Halloween, you know, the Rob Zombie Halloween.
Oh, Jesus. So
Michael
bad.
Myers saves or stops a rape.
Oh, somebody's an anti-hero. Yeah. Why does he kill people again? What was his deal?
He's just broken.
Because people had reasons.
Well,
like,
Freddy wanted to get the
original Michael Myers, he didn't have any reasons.
Right, right.
He was just evil and
crazy.
Remember Jason Voorhees got picked
on. Well, no, wasn't he,
And he killed the campers, you know, because they didn't rescue him, and they picked on him, and he didn't rescue him in the water.
Michael Myers, did he have a reason? Well, in the Rob Zombie
he kind of has a reason.
But in the original, he didn't. He was, well, in the director's cut,
Not in the original cut. Right. I haven't seen the director's cut of that. I don't think
he more or less witnesses his sister getting date raped, kind of, and like I don't know. He's just kind of like a latchkey kid. He's not right to begin with.
I was a latchkey kid, jerk.
You're not right either.
Yeah, I know. I'm not. Good point. Good point.
But he wasn't.
I was one date rape away from being Michael Myers.
You're just too scrawny to be.
Yeah, Michael
to be an 80s serial killer.
But yeah,
But hey, Freddy Krueger was.
But he's
scrawny.
But he's a dream guy. He's a dream guy. You can't kill him.
And he's picking on little.
He made dreams come true.
He did.
Not the dreams you wanted, but yeah, whatever.
Welcome to primetime, dude. Love that.
That's
dude.
The best scene.
It was. I love those movies. Dude, my wife is a huge cheesy 80s horror movie fan. We have all the Nightmare on Elm Street. We watch them every year. She loves them. She can quote them. You know, she loves them. Sometimes she'll throw a quote out there, and I won't understand
the,
it.
The Dream Warriors one.
Dream Warriors!
That's the best one.
There's a documentary on all of those.
That's a good documentary.
It's a fantastic documentary on Netflix for all those movies. And they actually interview the band, and they're like, we had no idea it was going to take off. If we did, we would have sang so much more different than Dream Warriors. The producer's like, how high can you get? Yeah, it's
like,
so
how bad do you want this to be?
It was the 80s, though. But if you remember, they had Freddy Krueger in their video. And it was perfect because it was like it's synergy between MTV and that movie and the age groups. It was perfect. I lived through it. It was perfect.
In the 80s, the outfits... You know, you saw on guys in the 80s, you see on girls nowadays.
Shoulder pads and stuff.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I wore shoulder pads. I ain't going to lie. Well, I had sweater vests.
Yeah. The joke
my mom dressed
was,
funny. That's where that came from.
A buddy, and he was it's about the same age. You couldn't be a man unless you had an earring that hung down past your shoulder.
With a feather on the
end. Right, exactly. Feathers, long hair.
I had one of those. It wasn't until the early 90s. I was into hair long after I should have been. I was holding on. Def Leppard's coming back! You wait, guys! They did for like a minute in the 90s. Or in the 2000s, maybe it took them that long. But
then there were
you had needed to have an alligator on your shirt. You know, you need to have one of those, and it had to be tucked into white shorts with a white belt.
And you had to be Scarface for some reason.
No, this is how we dressed. This is how we dressed in the 80s. When you shopped at Sears.
That is how you dressed.
When
in
you
the
shopped
80s,
at
baby.
Sears and Kmart.
It's a little too.
But you were in Texas though in the 80s, right? It was a little different. It was the Bush years.
Yeah, Texas, Bush has not as been as popular in Texas as people are led to believe.
No,
he's actually not very popular in Texas at all.
A lot of things are weird in Texas.
Especially in Dallas where he lives.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I have family in Dallas. They all hate him.
Oh, wow.
They cause, whenever he goes anywhere, it causes
shut
a
down.
Traffic jam.
Yeah, yeah. Gotta go to the store. Buy me some paint. Do my
we gotta
paint.
Shut down four highways.
Yeah. That was my George Bush. You don't like that? It's better than my what's his name from Kiss. Paul Stanley's family. Kid from Kiss.
On the subject of musicians.
Yes.
Of course. Dave
oh
Bowie.
Gosh. I don't even know if we should mention it. I guess we can do a geek mention to it because I wish Jules was here to mention it.
Yeah.
David Bowie did that song from the Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack, the Moonage something. What was it? Daydream, something weird. I don't remember the name. Jules would remember it because he was very excited to come up on Nowhere in that movie with that song in the background. And yeah. Yeah, as an icon gone, it sucks, man. We were just talking about the 80s too, dude. You know, that's when David Bowie really took advantage of a lot of things that went on in the 80s to move things along, you know.
I have not seen it yet, but I know he did actually record a video knowing he was close to...
It's very, eerie in a way, you know, because it sort of portends his ultimate demise, you know. We're all going there. We're all heading there.
But
you know?
Of course, you know, it was meant to be released posthumously.
But have you listened to the album? You can listen to it on Amazon. If you have Amazon Prime, you can listen to it for free. It's David Bowie. You know, it's exactly what you'd expect. Heard really good. I'm sure they'll give him a lot of you know, bows and stuff here and there. Dude was in Labyrinth. That's a cult classic nowadays. You know what
Labyrinth
I mean?
The other day,
my wife and I watch it every year. When we first heard it, we're like, hey, you want to put in Labyrinth? Boom, we put in Labyrinth. You know? And now we got that out of the way for this year. And it was the baby. Yeah, I would have got to start singing the song. But yeah, Labyrinth is an amazing movie. They don't make movies like that anymore. That's why it's a cult classic.
Do you have a checklist of movies you have to watch every year?
Yeah, and series. Firefly. I watch Firefly every year. Like I said, Nightmare on Elm Street. We watch those every year. I try to watch The Fifth Element every year. Stuff like
now,
that.
See, these are all things I can stand behind. I can approve
stuff
of this
like
list
that.
So far.
Stuff like that. I would have to really delve into The Breakfast Club every year. You know, we'll watch that. Ferris Bueller's Day Off every year. Die Hard, probably.
Christmas movie.
All the vacation movies except for Vegas. We'll watch those at least once a year. We own those, you know.
Vegas.
Yeah, Vegas is terrible. It's got some good moments, but the good moments are gambling addiction. And it's like, damn it. Yeah, I used to have a problem with gambling. It makes me itch a little bit.
Yeah, I bet you don't.
I don't anymore. I'm married. Wife keeps that shit in check.
Now you have a money problem?
Well, I tell my wife all the time, I can solve our money problem. I got a sure thing this weekend. Stanford's at Notre Dame or something like that, you know? Then I had a bookie. I used to play parlay 5 to 6 games, depending on how many there were that week. I would do NCAA college football and NFL. And I made a ton of money. A ton. Then I went into basketball. And I lost a ton of money. And I was in hock to this dude, probably $1,500. He didn't care because he had people in hock to him for tens of thousands. And that dude ended up going to prison. I never heard of from him.
When?
Years ago. This is decades now. Well, maybe
not
full decades.
When, as in W-I-N?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Wash, scrub it clean. Yeah. But he's like, yeah, dude, you're 1500 in. And I was, like, friends with him. You know, I didn't realize this was his job when we met. You know, and we just started. I was working at a convenience store. You know, and we just met, and then we hung out and chilled. And he's like, yeah, man, if you want to run some numbers, I can, you know, run some games for you if you want. I was like, oh, okay. That sounds like a lot of fun. Before you know it, I'm like scoping out the newspaper, looking at box scores and cussing. Yeah, dude. Oh, man, I was in deep. Yeah, but we were friends, so he's like, dude, I'm cutting you off. You know, you're 1500, but don't worry about it whenever you get it to me. Yeah. So I still technically
owe
him
money. I'm not going to abuse your addiction.
He has abused other people's, though, addiction.
Right,
yeah.
But
and this was a big old African-American gentleman, and he had a lot of cousins. That's what he called them, cousins. Yeah. He lived in the apartments behind the convenience store I was working at. Yeah, in Hendersonville, because he could afford to live in Hendersonville. None of his cousins could, though. He's like, I just caught my cousins for gout. Yeah, we're like, all right, dude. Yeah, but we were cool. He was cool with me. I like selling beer after the time to not sell beer was done. You know, and like, whatever, dude, you know. And that's how I got to know him. I'm like, yeah, you're cool, man. Because I knew he wasn't going to, you know. Yeah.
Bookie's not going to call the cops, huh?
Yeah, I'm guaranteeing the bookie isn't going to call the 5-0, yeah. Who knows? He could have had some 5-0, you know.
Probably did.
Taking paper from him. Yeah.
They like to bet.
Sure. Yeah, they do. But, yeah, we can move off that because I do. I get the itch even when I think about talking about it. It's like, man, I got to do this. Even Powerball.
So you're not doing the Powerball?
No, my wife does the Powerball. I don't do it. But if she wins, we're married.
This is the first time I've ever done the Powerball.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was the first $20 I ever wasted on Powerball.
You spent $20?
I was told to spend $20.
What? You were told wrong. Your odds don't go up that way.
I know.
Your odds of winning are actually, if you do win, you're more likely to get more money playing in small ones.
Oh, yeah, that's true, but...
Because the big ones, so when they're one, they're usually one to like five people.
Another 20? Like $5, $10?
No,
what,
no,
is a Powerball? It's $1 still, right? Or is it $2?
$2. $2.
You didn't buy one? If I buy one, man, I'll keep you on here.
Okay.
I'm not buying this. I'll make sure you get next door, and we have a studio to record this thing. But...
Yeah, I occasionally like the scratch-offs, because I like to scratch stuff off.
I don't like the scratch-offs.
Dude, I have a friend who's dangerous into those scratch-offs. She's like, let's go to the casino.
My parents get me scratch-offs every year for Christmas. I have not won a single one.
Yeah.
They'll give me like a whole roll of them.
Now here's something weird. Here's something weird. Doing the lotto gets me itching for like sports gambling. That's really what I like to do. But I have been to the casino, right? And when I go to the casino, I imagine it more of, I'm at a bar where I get to play games. And it's like an arcade, more
that's
or less.
That's how my
mindset is. I'm just drinking for free. And playing video games. Because I do. I play the video poker, and they have the slot machines.
I've been to the casino one. Indian casino.
Sure. Those are the best kind, dude.
I'm going to go in, and I'm going to lose this much money.
That's how we go, yeah.
And that's it.
I won money at the casino.
My wife will sit there and play nickel slots and drink all night long. Nickel. All night. $100 in nickels.
Here's a nickel.
In a backpack.
Give me another shooter. All right. I spent 50 cents, and I need to call a cab. Yeah.
Well, hey, where else the waitress? Don't ignore the cheap slots. Because they're all... And I'll play blackjack, you know? I like blackjack.
Now, see, the last time I went to the casino, they had a whole button to, you know, call the waitress over to your slot.
Oh, yeah, they didn't have that where we went.
Well, and the
it's
trick...
It's been a while since we went. We only had the one
tip
kid.
The server good. They're not paying for the alcohol.
Yeah, you tip
when they come over, hey.
I don't tip till I win.
No.
But I like blackjack.
You're going to spend $10. I'm like, okay, here's $10.
Yeah.
Just come by every so often.
I like blackjack when you get...
And you'll get a lot better service.
I like blackjack when you get a good dealer. When you get a dealer who's like, all right, yes! When he's like rooting for you. He's like, you got this, man! He's like, let me see what I get. He's like, yes, you beat me! You ever get a blackjack dealer like that? He's like really excited about you winning? I have. You don't play enough blackjack. Those Native American casinos are
I don't
all prim enough. And proper.
Yeah.
I don't blow enough money.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you gotta blow money. You gotta spend that cash. You have to have a kid and then get a tax return. And then say, let's go blow this casino. You gotta be young and stupid with a kid.
I might actually get a tax return this year.
Oh, dude, look out.
My student loans are in good standing for a change.
Oh, no.
Haven't been for years.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
Yeah, I don't think I've gotten a tax return.
Well, I remember the president saying that at the State of the Union. We're going to get ISIL, we're going to get the economy back on his feet, and Larry's going to get his student loans in good standing. We got you, Larry.
I went through the Obama Rehabilitation Act thing or whatever.
Oh, on the internet? Where you don't have to pay interest or whatever? Or something
right,
like
well,
that.
Basically, they
base it on you
still
what
have to pay some of the interest or whatever.
Yeah.
But you make so many payments. It was basically about 10 months worth of payments on time.
Yeah.
And they were really low. They were based on what I'm making, of course,
yeah.
At the time. I'm working for Mark.
Yeah. I'm going to defer mine as long as I possibly can, and then I'm going to go back to school and get another degree and get more loans.
Well, that's the thing. Now,
until I die.
Now mine are capable of being deferred again. They weren't for a while.
Yeah, yeah. If you go back to school, you can automatically defer. Yeah,
but
you just got to take two classes.
So they dropped.
So I'm just going to take two classes. I'm going to get my art degree. I'm gonna get my degree in running, in backwards walking.
Are you bashing art degrees here?
No, I'm not bashing art degrees. But you are. I'm not bashing art degrees. I believe anyone who has a dream should definitely follow that dream and get educated in whatever they want to get educated in. With that said, you have a photography degree and you own a comic book shop. I'm not saying that those two things are completely different, but they certainly aren't inherently.
Business is an art form.
Oh, listen to him. Business is an art form. The art of the deal. The Donald over here. We call him the Larry. The Larry.
The
businessman. You're fired. My first act. You're fired.
But no, there's an art to everything, really.
Sure.
But yeah, no, when I completed the program, they dropped basically all the late fees.
Yeah, yeah.
So it dropped like $10,000.
Nice. Dang it, 10 grand just in late fees?
That's a lot of loans.
Rude. Holy crap.
So now I'm back down to 30,000.
Oh, that's not bad. I got more than that.
Well,
but mine are all under the program that you got helped on. So I'm technically not getting any interest right now. Government has taken over all the loans since like a few years ago. And they automatically defer everything. Because it's your money. It'd be like the government, you know, taking your taxes and saying, oh, we don't need, you know, these taxes. We're just going to put them in the bank and make some interest off of it. But you give my money back. Give me. That's my money. So, yeah. Which is a good thing.
Maybe I'll be able to pay them off. I don't know. Going to art school, not a sound investment.
You learned a lot. It was interesting, right?
I did. Because I put in a lot.
There's no...
But...
There's no... An investment in yourself is never a bad investment.
Right.
They can never take that away from you. You can go bankrupt and buy loans, and you still have that.
Fair enough.
It's like a boob job.
But...
What, are they going to make you cut out your boobs? No. I ain't paying you for those boobs. Are you going to come repossess them? How are you going to do that? How are they going to do that? It's not like a car. I'm not leaving the boobs in the driveway.
You're going to just wake up, where'd they go? Oh! But no,
I would wake up and be like, no!
I could have gone to a cheaper school or did different things differently.
Sure, sure.
I could have done it with a less going into debt type of way.
Sure. I'm a little upset because I got my associate's degree in web technology and then I went ahead and got my other degree. But associate's degrees are taxpayer funded now in Tennessee, which...
I wouldn't have any student loans.
Yeah.
If you graduated high school, you can just go to...
Ball State or any community college, I think. Any community college. So go get your education, guys. Get your education, and someday you can be on a podcast like us.
Because an associate's degree is about... Because a high school diploma doesn't mean enough anymore.
You're right.
They want college just to flip burgers nowadays. I mean, realistically.
I don't know if it's that extreme, but it does. It's a lot worse than it used to be. You're absolutely right. Yeah. You're right.
So, I don't know if that says something about the state of our schools as a whole. And all
is it better, though? I mean, everybody who was on the Starship Enterprise went to school. I don't know. Is it better that everybody needs to be more educated, or is it saying
I think it should be better that everybody has the opportunity.
Agreed. I think that there's a lot to say about different forms of education. It can't be all about college and English and math. It's got to be welding and mechanical and stuff like that.
Trade.
They do it in medical all the time. Lab tech.
I have a
radiology tech. Why not mechanic? And you know what I mean?
I have a adopted niece.
Uh-huh.
That she is currently in a paid associate's program to get an associate's degree in welding.
Awesome.
Yeah, so.
That's cool, man. You can do so much with that. You can travel the world on a welding cert. You know what I mean? You can go underwater. Do you dive? Underwater welder?
I have a friend who
Jeff
is an
Lemire
underwater
wrote
welder.
A book called Underwater Welder. It's awesome.
Is it?
It's so cool. It's his art, too. It's so
his
cool.
His art's so weird.
I like it, dude.
It's good.
I like it.
It's weird.
His art on, with the white flowers.
Oh, Trillium?
Oh, dude. That book is such a wonder. It loses a lot in the trade. It does. It really does.
I've never actually... I meant to look at the trade. Just to see how it translated.
It loses a lot.
I'm sure it does.
Some of the issues you can read backwards. They read the same backwards and forwards. Uh-huh. Two different stories almost. What a genius. How many awards did that not win that it should have? It was an epic. That's going to bring a tear to my eye because he's so good. He is. What's he writing at Marvel right now?
X-Men.
Which one?
Extraordinary.
Oh, yeah. Why do I keep forgetting that?
He's writing Extraordinary X-Men.
I'm reading that. I have an issue of that Old Man Logan. Here, don't I? Isn't an issue that come out today?
Yes, it did.
I need to read that. We're wrapping up here anyway, I think.
Yeah.
Larry's on the phone. He's on the phone. I'm a businessman. The Larry. We're going to start calling him that. The Larry. Like the Donald. Because he's so busy all the time. The Larry. I know. Now we got a bunch of silence going on. Well, let's wrap it up.
Yeah.
Go ahead with your final thought, Adam.
See, why do you always hit me first?
Oh, I'll do mine first then. We got a bunch of interviews up there on Outright Geekery. We got even more coming this week. It's almost impossible to keep up. But yeah, definitely check out OutrightGeekery.com and tell everybody you know to check it out.
Oh,
I would really appreciate it.
And last week, since this worked for Rick Remender, Jonathan Hickman, if you would like an interview.
Yeah, it would be great if Jules could get to interview Jonathan Hickman. We'll leave it at that.
We'll leave it at that.
Because yeah, we talked about Remender last week, and sure enough, I think we're setting that up. Maybe,
hopefully.
For low. I think it's for low.
It's low.
We can ask him about devolution.
Apparently it is Girl Scout cookie time.
Oh, yeah, it's Girl Scout cookie time. So keep your eyes out for Girl Scouts going door to door. Don't hit them. It's like trick or treat, right? They're all over.
But you get so many points if you hit them.
Yeah.
Only if you manage to catch one of the cookies.
Well, I thought that was just bonus points.
I'm a really big fan of Girl Scout cookies because they're yummy, but it's also a good cause. Isn't it a serving? It says on the side, serving one box.
It should,
because that's what it turns out to be at my house.
Well, right. And now this particular bag of Bugles.
He's got a bag of nacho cheese Bugles.
So you can
That's the worst noise on the radio.
But a lot of them have say a serving and container prices for calorie. And really, let's face it, especially chips, it should always say and this container. Because I can only stop at a bag. It doesn't matter what the size is.
If you get like an extra large,
then I'm just going to pass out in the bag. That's why I have to buy the small bags.
Dude, I definitely do that with Girl Scout cookies. I will eat a box of Girl Scout cookies like you are talking
about.
What's
your favorite Girl Scout cookie?
I'm not even a big fan of coconut, but those coconut Samoas.
Samoas, that's what I was saying. I love...
They're like candies.
Yes, chocolate, coconut, hint of caramel.
I'm not even a fan of coconut, but those are so good. But really, I'm not bigoted. I will eat them all.
Fair enough.
With veracity.
You are not a cookie bigot.
I'm not. And I don't even look like I would eat a lot of cookies. I'm a junk food man.
See, fat guys know.
Yeah.
It's always the skinny people that can eat a lot.
Me and my old lady, dude. My old lady.
I smell a donut, I gain 3 pounds.
My old lady made a 13x9-inch lasagna the other day. We each ate, me and her, together in one serving. I was like, hey, you want another slice of lasagna? She's like, I shouldn't. I was like, I'm going to get you one. And I was like, man, that's all of it. She's like, no. Dude, one time we ate an entire extra large pizza from NY Pie, me and her.
NY Pie's good.
Remember that Cheeburger place that was in Hendersonville?
Yeah,
and if you ate the big burger and they put your picture on there?
Yes.
She ate the big burger and they came to take a picture. She's like, no. She's like, I don't want to brag about
it. I don't want to brag about being
a pig. She's like 110 pounds. She's just pounding it, dude. Yeah, it's like, wait, did she have any help? She's like, no. And then she goes back with the camera. She's like, no, I don't want my picture taken. Thanks for eating, for gluttoning myself.
Don't reward me.
Don't reward me. I feel terrible. I hate myself.
You guys go from talking about video games, board games, and things like that to food.
It's an easy
train of thought.
Yeah, the train goes where it goes. What's the next stop?
It's going.
What's the next stop?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think I could take she's like the Black Widow. The competitive eater, that Asian girl, competitive eater, she's like 100-some pounds, eats like 1,000 chicken wings in like 3 minutes or something like that.
You know, when it comes to stuff like that, it's like the sheer speed of how do you eat, you have to swallow the stuff whole.
They're swallowing
it whole. Chicken wings, it'd be like, oh, plot the bone.
Dude, the one guy, he's like sucking it off the bone. Like the bone is like an ice cream stick, like a stick in ice cream, you know. And just,
like they do the crystals contest.
They do that
year.
In Nashville. That's in Nashville usually.
And,
isn't it? Or is it
Atlanta? Somewhere around
here.
I think they do like a regionals. And then a world champion. Like,
there's only one region.
You have to get them with onions. The crystals, you probably have to get them
like
with,
them
onion.
With onions.
I don't mind them with onions, but I can't eat more than three. I'll have heartburn.
I don't like them with onions or pickles.
I like pickles, though. I like the pickles, though. I'm a fan of.
No.
Well, wrap it up, Larry. You got a final thought? We already given ours.
We've already.
You only
had
one
thoughts.
Thought to share.
I didn't even have a really good thought to share. No. Remember, horses can't vomit.
Walking Dead 150.
The comic.
It's a big. It was a big deal. You know, five different issues.
How many people died?
Five different covers.
I honestly haven't read it.
It's five different covers.
Yeah.
Not five different issues.
Yeah, five different covers.
Okay, I just wanted to make
now,
sure.
Now, the rumor,
miss...
or what they're saying is he has an end in mind.
No.
And he wants to go 300 issues. That is.
That's another 5 years.
Yeah, that's
6 years, really.
15. If he goes at the same
rate. Oh, at the same pace?
So, but we'll see.
See, I don't like that.
I honestly think if it got to 300. He would just let somebody else
You could
else
probably
ride
turn
it.
Around and grab a copy of it, but I know... Oh, maybe
Invincible?
It's not... Oh, no, I was going to say The Walking Dead, but
that's
he
the
said
one, yeah.
The reason he started that is because he hated... When,
the end
when
of
he,
the movie.
Why doesn't he pass it on to another creator?
I really wanted Rick to die and Carl to take over the book. And something like that happening would be a perfect time to pass over to another writer.
You could give it to anyone. He could find someone. He could have a contest nationwide. Write five issues of The Walking Dead and send it to me.
Look at the way Crossed does it.
Yeah.
You know, they have different... Everybody, like... You can tell a story however long you want, set in this world, you know.
Garth Ennis created that, right?
Yeah. Garth Ennis created it. He told the story of, like, two different groups, I think. But there's been other side stories
so
and all this
many.
Other
and
stuff.
Different
and,
artists, too, is
yeah,
my
they,
favorite.
And
Jason Burroughs, Juan Jose Rip on that series.
Right, they're like, oh, I've got a good zombie idea. And they'll write a couple of
now,
trades,
Crossed
and boom.
Crossed is a little bit different than
that. Yeah, it's a little closer to T-Virus,
I
Resident
like
Evil
it.
Type stuff.
I do, you can't unsee a lot of that stuff. I don't
definitely,
like it.
Definitely, it's a little more graphic.
If you're going to buy that, buy a copy of My Little Pony with it so you have some balance because it really is that
I think
terrible.
That may have been the birth of the brony.
Yeah.
I think that
Cross book is
that
good.
Reading Cross and My Little Pony may have created all the bad examples of bronies out there.
Bronies are okay. I like passion.
Yeah, and
passion for fandom is okay.
All right.
But Garth Ennis,
but
he is an amazing
one of those
war
things.
Comic
There's,
writer.
Always the one that gives all the rest of them the bad rap.
Garth Ennis is currently writing a book called Johnny Red. It's a war comic about a British pilot who commanded a Russian airplane fighter squadron. It's so good. It's so fun. There's so much emotion.
I was meaning to ask y'all, what do y'all think about Red Wolf?
I don't like Red Wolf at all.
I haven't read Red Wolf.
I
know it has really good covers.
Yeah, those Jeffrey Verghese covers. I'm not
sure.
Well,
we've got a deal going on. If you buy Red Wolf number one.
I bought that already.
We will give you a free copy of Red Wolf number two.
Oh.
Because they sent us a bunch of free copies, of promotional copies.
Of Red Wolf.
Of Red Wolf number two.
I know.
We had some extra
Drew's,
Red Wolf number one.
I know
Drew
likes it because he likes the writer, Nathan Edmonds.
All right. I read Red Wolf in a book called 1872, which was a Secret Wars tie-in. It was a Western. Loved it. It was really cool seeing these Marvel characters in a Western setting. Changed a little bit for it. In the first issue of Red Wolf, and I'm going to... Should I spoil it or should I not spoil it because we're trying to push it? There's a thing that happens there that pushes me off of the book. It feels like it may not be a Western after issue one.
Does it have the same problem that like the Old Man Logan book had?
Yes.
Where Old Man Logan was fun because you got to see
the universe
that Old Man Logan was in.
Yes.
And then the new Old Man Logan
was just old Wolverine.
Because he was just old Wolverine.
And he's not even a good old Wolverine. He's not bitching about arthritis or shit like that. You know, he's not like a cool old guy. He's not making stupid references that nobody gets.
Because
everybody's dead.
He's just Wolverine with white hair.
Yeah. It's kind of lame. I don't like it at all.
I mean, he's in my favorite textbook. Oh man, this is so much better in my days when I hung out with B. Arthur. I mean,
I want him to bitch about his joints hurting and stuff. I want him to get an arm stuck. I want his joint
to pop out.
Sign
up for a reverse mortgage.
I want an AARP card. I want him to go somewhere and get like a discount. You know, because he's old.
Go in, get the senior dinner special at 2 in the afternoon.
Although technically he's always been a senior citizen since he's been known to comic books. For the most part. But still, man, it's a pain in my ass. That character. And I don't like X-23 either. I don't like her either.
I like X-23.
I like her as a character. I didn't like her book. The direction they're taking it is stupid. Clones. It's Wolverine. It's gotta be clones.
This has gotta be clones.
It's gotta be clones.
You can't be surprised when clones
come up. It's gotta be clones, Gomer. Let's end this. I'm going home. What? Why is that doing that?
That accent is...
You like that accent?
No, it's kind of racist.
Is it? It's not racist. It's a white guy. The dude from Kids.
I'm going to go with racist.
That's my Paul Stanley impression.
I put Adam on this.
That's my Paul Stanley impression. I'm the lead singer of Kids. I want to rock Gene. Hit it, Gene. Let's end this. Let's wrap. I want to go home.
All I know is I've seen a lot of lead singers of Kiss, Madison. That's what the lead singer of Kiss sounds like.
I think you guys are being racist.
I think I don't want to be part of this.
I think you guys are being racist.
And would like to say that
this podcast is brought to you by Comic City 2,
or me personally, have no affiliation, and all the comments are those of the respected commenters.
Commenters themselves. Solely.
Yeah.
They
do not provide that.
Therefore.
All right.
Alrighty.
My apologies to anybody who was probably offended.
That was a kiss. They're not caring. They're making that money.